Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are going to May 6, 1432. We are going to Ghent, to the cathedral at Ghent, and we are going to be talking about, of all things, a painting. Actually, it's a very complex painting, to be more specific. It is a polyptych. Now, the last word there is tick, P-T-Y-C-H. It's a word that simply means to fold. And it was very common in medieval cathedrals to have what is called a triptych or a trifold painting. And you've seen these before. There are the three panels, and the center is a rather large panel, and then two panels on the end. And those two panels on the end were actually made to fold in so that it could be closed. And artists actually usually even painted the outside so that when it was folded in, there would be a painting. And then when it was opened up, you would see the masterpiece. This particular painting is called a polyptych because it has far more than three panels. In fact, it has two levels to it. And in total, it has 12 panels. It's an absolutely fascinating piece of art. It was begun by Hubert van Eyck, and it was finished by his brother Jan. So we typically credit it to Jan van Eyck. And this painting has a fascinating history. We'll talk about it in a moment, but we need to understand its history. It was taken out of the Ghent Cathedral by none other than Napoleon, and then it was returned, only to be taken again during World War I by the Germans and again to be returned. And then it was taken in 1942. It was taken by the Nazis, and it spent 3 years from 1942 to 1945. It spent 3 years being buried and hidden in a salt mine. It actually made its way into the recent movie, The Monuments Men, and plays a significant role in that movie. And it was found in that salt mine. It was significantly damaged because of the conditions of that salt mine, and it was restored. One of the panels in the 1930s was actually stolen, and when the painting was restored, the restorer, quite an artist himself, reproduced that panel that was missing. And so we have this fascinating work of art with its fascinating history, the Ghent altarpiece. The very center of the top layer, there is a portrayal of God. And what's fascinating about it is you have to look in close. But if you go in close, you will see that as you're looking at it, to the left, you will see a pelican. Now, that symbolism is important. The pelican was understood that on occasion to eat its young, as it were. And so there is an image of a pelican. And the idea, of course, is that God would sacrifice his very own son. And that's the center of the panel beneath. That particular panel in the center, which is the highlight of the altarpiece, is sometimes called the Adoration of the Lamb. And we see Christ depicted as a lamb lifted up above the altar and being sacrificed. It is surrounded, of course, by those who've gathered to come and to worship and to adore the Lamb. We see in the upper panels on the far ends, we have Adam and Eve and creation and God at the center of creation. And then below, in those panels below, we have redemption. We have the great work of God as creator, and we have the great work of God as our redeemer, and God as our redeemer in Jesus Christ. This painting, this polyptych, is one of the most famous paintings of Jan van Eyck, but it's not the only painting that he has done. He is also known for other works of this pre-Renaissance period. But it is in this one that we see his finest work as he is bringing together these theological themes and presenting for us a beautiful piece of art, the Ghent altarpiece. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history. As we finish this week's episode, let's go back to that Puritan poet friend of ours, Anne Bradstreet. She wrote, "Iron, till it be thoroughly heated, is incapable to be wrought. So God sees good to cast some men into the furnace of affliction, and then beats them on his anvil into what frame he pleases."